And welcome back to Coach's Corner. With us now, the head coach of the Lewiston-Altoona Cardinals. It's Brent Olson. Coach, how's it going today?
Hey, Luke. Great to be here.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with us, Coach. We do appreciate it. A tough one last night on the road for you guys against a tough Triton team. 48-8, the final score, Coach. Take us through the game overall and your thoughts on it.
Yeah, I'd like to congratulate Coach Neseth and his Triton staff on a very well-played game. They had some really good athletes over there, some really fast kids. They weren't as big as some of the teams we faced this year, but they definitely had some tremendous athletes that could move the ball and get into the open field, and we really weren't able to catch them, and they blocked really well. It was their homecoming, so they had a little extra energy, and they played a great game. And really, it was a 48-8 game again, another tough loss, but I thought our kids played hard, and we improved in some areas, and that's really what we're trying to do each week. And we just have to keep getting better, even though the scores aren't turning out, I guess, like we'd like to see them. We just got to keep working. And the game started out, we've been it's been one of those seasons where you've been beset by injuries. And unfortunately, last night was no exception. It kind of followed a similar path. We brought six seniors to the game last night, three of which could play, that were healthy. And one of our captains, Cage Ketter, went down last night with a knee injury in the first series. It doesn't look like he's going to be returning this year, at least from the initial reports I got from the trainer. So we're down to two seniors that were healthy to play. And we started out okay. Triton scored on, I think, their third play. Was able to run in a 42-yard touchdown from Carter Strife to make it 6-0. We drove the ball down the field, couldn't get into the end zone, but second play that they ran, we ended up tackling the running back in the end zone for a safety. Eli Jensen had the safety there to make it 6-2. We got the ball back, weren't able to score. Triton went down and scored right before the end of the quarter on Owen Garness' 8-yard run to make it 13-2 at that point with our safety. And they scored another touchdown about halfway through the second quarter. Defense, we held pretty well. We made them move the ball, not big played in at least in the first half. And they scored to make it 20-2. Then Carter Cady had a long run down to about the 1-yard line, and we're finally able to punch it in on first down, on fourth down. But extra point was no good. It made it 20-8. That was with a minute and a half left in the first half. Unfortunately, I think Triton scored on their very first play, or maybe a second play, they ran after that touchdown, a 46-yard run by Owen Garness to make it 27-8. And that was kind of the start of some big plays happening for them. Third quarter, Owen Garness ran in from 28 yards out to make it 34-8. We had a 3-and-out. We punted. Eli Jensen kicked the ball. Owen Garness fielded the kick, ran it 66 yards for a touchdown to make it 41-8. And then Josier Cruz Ortiz ran out in the fourth quarter with 8 minutes left, a 19-yard touchdown to make it 48-8 is the final score. So it was a tough one looking at what we had for offensive numbers. Both teams ran 42 plays last night. Triton was able to gain 400 yards and we gained 128. We did not complete a pass last night. The only thing they were able to press jam coverage, and we just couldn't get off the jam. We had one that we almost completed, and their DB made an excellent play on it. Adam was 0 for 6 and with one interception. They did pick one off on the goal line. Rushing wise, we had 128 yards. They had 368 yards. Turnovers, we had a fumble lost and threw an interception, and then they lost a fumble, so we lost the turnover battle 2-1. So looking at the individual numbers, like I said, we weren't able to complete a pass last night. Carter Cady, sophomore, stepped in for Cage after he went down. Yeah, it was Cage's second, so it was like the third play of the game. Cage had 8 carries for 86 yards and that touchdown. William Kretemacher, our fullback, had 13 for 32. Tyson Prigge, our ninth grader, got out there at the end of the game, got 1 carry for 4 yards. Cage had his 2 for 2. Eli Jensen had 2 carries for 2 yards. Noah Schrader, another ninth grader out there, had 5 carries for 2 yards. We didn't complete any passes, so we didn't have any receiving yards last night. So, as I said, we were pretty banged up. We made a tough decision last night to cancel our TV game on Monday because of just moving a couple guys up from ninth grade to help fill varsity spots right now. We were short a couple of positions. Like, we didn't have anybody there that was ready at the position. So this week we're going to have to break in a couple of guys, train in a couple of guys at different positions here on our JV, and because we definitely have to play our varsity game next Thursday up in Lake City. So all in all, it was another a tough game. Like I said, we've talked about all year, none of the games that we play this year are cakewalks by any means. Every game's a very difficult, very good, very big, fast, experienced opponent. So it's been tough, but our kids have been pretty positive. We haven't had, you know, sometimes when you have seasons like this where things don't go well, you start to have a lot of negativity, but all the kids have been positive. They're good mood after the game, so that's all we can ask for, is that they're enjoying it out there and that they're working hard and getting better.
Brent Olson with us, the head coach of the Lewiston Altura Cardinals. They fall to Triton last night, 48-8. You already mentioned, Coach, a short turnaround, a Thursday night game as you're in Lake City taking on the Tigers. What do you expect to see from them?
Well, we've worked with Coach Narum up there. He's an old Mabel Can guy. I'm a Lanesboro guy, and we played against each other in high school, and we've known each other for years and years. And we actually do team camps in the summer with Lake City and Wabasha and Red Wing. We've been going up there for, going on probably 10 years. So we know each other really well. They'll be very well coached. I've seen just a little film, and I haven't even looked ahead to see what they have, but I know from camp this summer they got some real big kids, some strong kids, and they play in a tough district also with some teams, and I think they got a win last night I saw against Zabrota Mazepa, so they're coming off a win, so they're going to want to be going for their next win this year, and we just got to improve, get better, and travel up to Lake City on Thursday night. And Thursday night games are a little unusual, but week 7 Thursday night's probably, other than week 1, is probably the best night you want to have a Thursday night game, because the following week is that, MEA short turnaround Wednesday. So you get that extra day to recover and practice and get ready for that next game.
Brent Olson with us, the head coach of the Lewiston Altura Cardinals. They take on the Lake City Tigers next Thursday night. Fell to Triton last night, 48-8. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and good luck next week.
All right. Thanks, Luke.